My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, the no fear thing has kind of bitten me in the butt a couple times, because when I go to Highmark, I'm sure there's going to be a piece of my rib on the 30-yard line. I didn't see Ed. Ed came up and apologized to me. No, my one condition for signing here was I just can't be locker mates with Matt Milano. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, honestly, the ribs are good. The ribs are good. 2 years later, we finally healed.
Mike White, in the fold. I'll talk to Sal at 5 today. I'm not sure there'll be any new speculation or anything about just like what the plans will be for Mitch Trubisky week one, a week from Sunday against Arizona. Like I said earlier, tomorrow for me is the end of the offseason, or you can have the weekend if you want to include the weekend. But by Tuesday, we're getting into the details. The opener, you know, what is it going to be nice out? Who's broadcasting the game? All that kind of stuff. The spreads, you know, other week one games. So I'm taking today and tomorrow in here to just kind of sum up the summer, talking about the Bills here. And I welcome you to do the same with me. 803-0550. Also, I just got done with my list of 5 teams where there's the most questions or the most curious teams in the league. What is going to happen there? And I include the Bills on that list. I think they are that. I think the losses they've endured are making everybody wonder if they're going to be on the same level they've been at for the last 4 years. And so that is kind of the bottom line with them, as we've been talking about every day. Let's hear a couple of yours. 803-0550. Here is Riley on WGR. Hi, Riley.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
So my thing is like the Chargers and how they've had to revamp their whole offense, whether it be their coach, as I said, the running game, every receiver, and I would say like that's similar to what the Bills is doing, not the running game obviously, but with the receivers. But the Bills also have the question mark of the 7 spots on the defense that they also have to revamp, and how big of question marks that will be. So those are 2 for sure that would be huge questions coming up in this 2024 season.
Yeah, I think that's a really. Thank you, Riley. I think that's a really good one, L.A. I guess I didn't think of them at all, because I don't think they'll be great, and they might even be planning on rebuilding. I mean, they kind of are, except for Herbert. But at the same time, I haven't checked today this list, but when I have looked, their playoff odds are not bad. Like, they're close to 50-50 in the odds, so I'm wrong to assume they'll be bad. They were bad last year, 5-12, but yeah, they're a really good choice. Jim Harbaugh coming back into the league, what it looks like. They have just, this is probably a little bit of my fantasy bias too, they have just stripped it bare at running back and receiver. So it's just like there's nobody exciting there, except for maybe the rookie McConkey, I would say, receiver. So I was wrong to sort of forget about them, but definitely an interesting team, especially if they're good, right? I mean, that'll be a huge story. If Jim Harbaugh comes back into the NFL without you know, with the changes, the Chargers getting, like the Bills, I made this comparison a couple days ago. You know, who are their receivers? What have they done? They've traded Keenan Allen, Mike Williams left, Eckler left. If that works out, that's a pretty good job. So good choice, Riley. Here's Ryan next. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, team I was thinking of is Arizona, our week one opponent. And I think a lot of the conversations I've had about the game is people are nervous. And a lot of the feedback is I think it's a lot of people aren't quite sure what Arizona's going to be.
Yeah, you know, what do you think of Arizona for the Bills as their week one opponent? Is it a little bit, are you a little bit nervous too? Same reasons?
Yes, I am. And I don't think Arizona is necessarily going to be a playoff team, but having Marvin Harrison come in and Kyler Murray have a full off season, they're probably going to be, you know, looking to prove something, maybe see some things that we weren't expecting. So I'm definitely nervous.
There it is. Thanks, Ryan. I did think of the Cardinals. I am interested in them. Speaking of fantasy, they're definitely an interesting team for that. You know, Harrison sometimes even goes in round one, if you didn't know. I think what I talked about this the other day when Dave Pasch was on, the broadcaster for the Cardinals, how they and the Bills are almost kind of like opposites right now in terms of public perception, where the Cardinals are getting a lot of hype with Murray healthy and Harrison, you know, obviously. They're getting a lot of hype, and the Bills have people wondering. So you have a team that's been near the top of the league for 4 years in a row, and another team that hasn't had all these issues, coaching changes, and all the kind of, if you will, controversy with Murray that now looks like maybe it's sort of ready-made. It's quite a contrast for week one. And if you are somebody like Ryan, and I would say me, where you're kind of just unsure of what the Bills will be, you look at that game and, all right, well, you better win because that's at Miami, Jacksonville, at Baltimore, at Houston, at the Jets the next five games. And they are underdogs in four of those five games. Not big ones, but they are underdogs in all four of those road games right now, which, if you follow that stuff, they haven't been underdogs four times in a season for a while, preseason or during. It was that way before the season started, like right now, and it stayed because they've been so excellent. So a loss to the Cardinals would pretty much rattle everybody when you think about what follows. And Miami, you know, even it's if they lose, but it can be if they win. I mean, that game in week two, Thursday night, the Bills have done so well against the Dolphins, but early in the season, Miami has been one thing. Late in the season, they've been another. At home, with the motivation from how last year ended, what does everybody say about Miami right now? Paper tiger. Good until it gets cold out. Can't beat the Bills. You know, just like they've hit their head on the wild card round. And I think most people would predict the same for them. And so they start with Jacksonville, win or lose, but a win there. Then they get the Bills. I like that for them to get the Bills right away early at home to make the point they want to make after how last year ended. So there you go. I mean, the Bills are not the Super Bowl champions. They're not the Chiefs, but they are a team with a target. And a lot of people are going to think they're vulnerable. And I don't know, maybe they are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Beat Arizona, so we can sort of keep it together. Here's Zach next. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, here's a couple teams where I'm kind of intrigued by. I mean, we're not playing either of them this year, but you know, Tampa Bay, there seems to be some sense of confidence, I guess, in Baker Mayfield over there. You know, they signed him to a few years, not a huge contract by any means, but there's some sense of commitment. And I've always kind of liked him, too. It's kind of an interesting story, bounce around the league. And then New York Giants, I mean, seems to be a bit of a crucial year for them, front office-wise, coaching-wise. I mean, if the ship goes down pretty poorly with Jones, I don't know what that looks like for them, but I mean the fact that they've committed to him for this long at this point, it feels like almost I don't know, not a great sign for them. I'm curious to see what will happen though if that really goes awry this season.
Oh yeah, yeah. Thanks. Can they salvage him? First of all, that'll be the first effort, and then like you said, what happens if they can't? I think they've kind of already acted like they think they can't, but he's got the contract. Yeah, that could be messy. All right. I don't know what to do with Tampa. I'm not impressed. You know, I think Mayfield is just okay. What happened last year was a pretty good story, and it's definitely right that that coach who ended up now being the Carolina coach did great for him. There's no doubt about that. But it's not like it was ever really that great. I mean, they won a bad division and weren't even really that impressive in doing that. So I'm not excited for the Bucs. To me, I feel like I kind of know they'll be mediocre. Let's go to Tracy next. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to mention Houston. Everybody is all over them this year. Mm-hmm. They've got a tough schedule ahead of them. Last year, I mean, I want to say beginner's luck. They are totally reminding me of Jacksonville last year. I think they are going to have a tough year, and I think everybody just thinks that they're taking it for the win.
Yeah, the question is whether they can live up to that, right? You know, that's a very good choice, I think, because I've kind of what. Thank you, Tracy. I'm thinking like, what do I feel like I know, and what do I think I just don't know. And so my questions list doesn't include Houston because I'm sort of expecting them to be really good. But, you know, Bulldog would say not so fast because they didn't have that great a regular season. You know, just go look week to week on the Texans. Not many impressive wins. The quarterback looks like a star. And so Collins, Dell, Diggs, that is just beautiful, I think. That's a beautiful setup for Houston. But, you know, you're saying we don't know yet, and I think that's right. Thanks again, Tracy. Shane is next. Hi, Shane.
Hey, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
What's
today.
Up? Hey.
Hey. So three things that I'm curious to know about this year are who are the Cinderellas going to be? Seems to be every year. There's a few teams that just kind of come out of nowhere. You were touching on one of them, one of the ones I had.
Houston?
With one of the last callers about Arizona. Oh, I really like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yep, sorry. Keep going.
No, you're fine. I really like what they're doing out there in Arizona with Kyler Murray coming back, a healthy Kyler Murray. I really like what the draft pick there, Marvin Harrison Jr. But another team I really like to be a potential Cinderella is Atlanta. I think, you know, I like the quarterback as long as Cousins can stay healthy. I like Pitts. Bijan Robinson. I mean, I think they got a pretty decent offense out there in Atlanta. But then the second one I'm curious to see are who are the disappointments going to be. And for me, that team is Houston. I think it's a pretty overhyped team. I think they just got really hot at the end of the year last year. I do like Stroud. I'm going to give him his credit, but you got to remember the team last year that got hammered by the Jets last year. I think they hung 30 on them.
Yep.
And then they also lost to Carolina. So I still think there's some questions there in Houston. And then my third thing that I'm curious to see is Caleb Williams a real deal? I think, you know, in the beginning, especially me, I had my doubts, but now I don't know if it's the whole Hard Knocks thing, but I think that there's some potential there for him to be a star. So we'll see.
It's a great list, Shane. Thank you. I am expecting Chicago to be at least pretty good and for Williams to eventually, if not right away, be really good, like a lot of people. Interesting take on the Texans, kind of a back and forth the last two callers on what they are, but you know, there's it's still right to want them to prove it, and I think Atlanta is going to roll. I'm going to find one of those alternate win totals with the Falcons, like 12 or 13. They do have a few tough games. Week 2 at Philadelphia, week 3 Kansas City, week 9 Dallas at home. That's the list. Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Tampa, Carolina, Seattle, Tampa, New Orleans, Denver, Chargers, Vikings, Raiders, Giants, Washington, Carolina. I mean, come on. That's Atlanta's schedule. It's up to Cousins. It's like the Jets. We talk about Rodgers off the Achilles. It's Cousins off an Achilles. And I wonder what they're doing with Penix. If you didn't know, really weird that they sat him out at the end of the preseason, as the backup, as a rookie, saying that they didn't need to see any more, which could either be he's been awesome or something else, you know, just trying to keep, or they're just playing us, right? Trying to keep him from getting hurt because they're worried about Cousins. Anything, it could be a lot of different things. But, you know, the takeaway seemed to be mostly, wow, I mean, this guy's been so good, he doesn't need to play in the preseason because, you know, as a rookie, really, that could be something. I think Atlanta should roll. We've been waiting for those skill position guys to get fed for the whole time that they've been there. And then last year was a disaster with Arthur Smith. Go take Pittsburgh to the woodshed week 1. Blow them out. I think the Steelers will be terrible. I think the Falcons will be like one seed maybe. Maybe not the best team, but with that schedule, the best record. The way the NFL goes, when I get confident like that, I brace for the absolute opposite to happen. The Steelers will win 17-16, and all will seem normal. All right, I really appreciate your calls and those suggestions. The Bills signed safety Lewis Cine today, a first-round pick 2 years ago, cut by Minnesota. What is the deal with this guy? Matthew Collar will join me, Purple Insider, formerly with WGR, coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Shope here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.